Homelessness in the state could jump nearly 30% as a result of the pandemic. That's according to new findings from the University of Arizona. The report describes Arizona's situation as dire. It points out the state had high poverty even before the pandemic and says aid programs for struggling Arizonans have been stingy and difficult to access. Keith Bentley is one of the report's authors. He says the state could face a 16 to 29% uptick in homelessness within months.
It's not just the size of the increase, it's that it could be happening on a very, very short time frame, which would really overwhelm homeless services.
Bentley says the state should prioritize homelessness prevention before the pandemic eviction moratorium expires in October. The report recommends expanding the state's unemployment benefits, investing more in rapid rehousing, and increasing limitations on foreclosures and evictions. Catherine Davis-Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Hundreds of thousands of Arizonans are out of work because of the pandemic, and a new report from the University of Arizona paints a grim picture of our state's economic outlook. Specifically, researchers predict soaring levels of homelessness. Here to tell us more is KJZZ's Catherine Davis-Young, who's been reporting on these issues extensively. Catherine, good morning.
Thanks for having me.
So this report says homelessness in Arizona is set to increase. What exactly are researchers projecting?
These researchers looked at unemployment levels in the state and made calculations on how much homelessness would increase based on different projections for unemployment numbers. And they expect homelessness could increase 16 to 29%. And they call that a conservative estimate.
Wow.
And that really reaffirms what a lot of housing advocates have been warning since the beginning of the pandemic. Keith Bentley, one of the report's authors, told me that that steep rise could really happen here in Arizona within a matter of months.
It's not just the size of the increase, it's that it could be happening on a very, very short time frame, which would really overwhelm homeless services.
And obviously, researchers are very concerned about this. Why do they say the Arizona situation is so serious?
Well, these issues are not new in Arizona. The report points out that even before the pandemic, the state had high levels of poverty and says programs for housing and homelessness were underfunded. The pandemic has compounded those issues, and even though the state has set up a few different relief programs to help people affected by the pandemic, the report calls those programs stingy and difficult to access. One example is evictions. The state has an eviction moratorium in place, but it doesn't apply to everyone, and Bentley says that executive order could have gone further to help more people.
It doesn't apply to everyone, and evictions are still happening, and if you are not able to demonstrate that it's pandemic-related, then people are still being evicted. And here in Pima County, at least, some of our constables have reported that the rate of evictions in June and July is about triple what you would normally see at this time of year.
So he's critical of the eviction moratorium, but the governor did just recently extend that order through October. Does Bentley think that'll help at all?
What he told me was that extending the program is really just delaying what could be an eviction catastrophe. He says the only way that extension will help is if the state makes some really robust policy changes in the meantime. The report makes a lot of policy recommendations and says this needs to be a multi-pronged approach. But one major issue is unemployment insurance here in Arizona. The CARES Act provided that extra $600 a week that unemployed people could claim, but that money just expired and Congress hasn't come up with their new relief package yet. So in the meantime, Arizona is back to its own unemployment program, which pays only a maximum of $240 a week, and that's the second lowest unemployment payment in the country. So if you were out of work basically anywhere else in America right now, you'd be getting more help than you're getting in Arizona. And these researchers say it's time for the state to take a hard look at its own program.
Even if we were to double our maximum benefit level, our maximum benefit would still be lower than half of the states in the country. So our benefits are so low, I don't think there's much risk of us being overly generous by increasing benefit levels.
And Catherine, there's a lot more to this. So what are some of the other policies recommended by the researchers?
There's a long list. Bentley says he really hopes the state will make this a high priority. Researchers are recommending investing in homelessness services, further limiting evictions and foreclosures in the state, expanding rental assistance programs, and they say all of this needs to be done with a sense of urgency. People need this help right now.
And no surprise that still months into this pandemic, a lot of serious, deep concerns in Arizona. Catherine, thanks very much for your reporting and for joining us this morning.
Thank you.